With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The U.S. military announced it will begin a blockade today of all Iranian ports and coastal areas, tempering President Trump's earlier vow to entirely block the strategic Strait of Hormuz. The move came after marathon U.S.-Iran ceasefire talks in Pakistan ended without an agreement. The president spoke with reporters as he returned to Washington last night.
I would say it's holding well. Their military is destroyed. Their whole Navy is underwater. You know that. 158 ships are gone. Their Navy's gone.
The president has unleashed a tirade against Pope Leo XIV. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
In a lengthy social media post, the president lashed out at the American-born Pope after the Catholic Church leader criticized the U.S. war against Iran. Donald Trump said he didn't think Pope Leo was doing a very good job, that he caters to the radical left, and that the Pope is in no position to criticize a president who was, in Trump's words, doing exactly what he was elected to do. He later told reporters that the only reason Leo was chosen to be the Pope was because Donald Trump was the president. Greg Clugston, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 25 points right now. The Nasdaq up by 150. The S&P 500 up 30 points. The spring home buying season off to something of a sluggish start.
The National Association of Realtors reports used home sales fell in March to their slowest pace in 9 months. Easing mortgage rates and more properties on the market failed to motivate home shoppers during what's traditionally the housing market's busiest time of the year. Existing home sales fell 3.6% last month from February. Sales also fell 1% compared to March of last year. Rich Thomason, Washington.
This is SRN News. Abortion pills are infiltrating pro-life states. Correspondent Michael Harrington has a report.
According to research by the Charlotte Lozier Institute, some 91,000 women living in states where abortion is banned or restricted ended their pregnancies last year by using abortion drugs they obtained through the mail. Institute spokesman Michael New tells the Christian Post, quote, "Telehealth abortions are weakening the strong pro-life laws that many states passed after the Dobbs decision." Michael Harrington reporting.
President Trump is accustomed to criticism from Democrats and other liberals, but now his most influential American critic doesn't live here, but at the Vatican. The first American pope has directly assailed the president over the war in Iran, declaring it truly unacceptable. Never before has a relationship between Washington and the Vatican revolved around two Americans, in this case, a 79-year-old politician from Queens and a 70-year-old pontiff from Chicago. This is SRN News. Two bodies have been recovered from a parking garage collapse in Philadelphia.
Authorities say the bodies of two workers trapped when a stairwell roof collapsed at a parking garage under construction in Philadelphia have been found. A section of the roof at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia's garage fell last Wednesday, triggering a collapse across all seven levels. Crews initially rescued three workers. One later died at the hospital. Crews worked through the weekend to take apart the unstable building to make the search possible. Officials say the workers were found and recovered early Monday. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Hungarians are now contemplating changes after voters overwhelmingly rejected pro-Russian Prime Minister Viktor Orban. Peter Magyar, a pro-European reformer, has promised a fundamental transformation in Hungary's politics. More on these stories at srnnews.com.